Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
I'm from the city here. I know where I'm from. I'm raised by the government.
Yeah. Ah, right. Raised by the government.
Yeah, and I don't really care. So I haven't really looked in or anything.
Yeah. So did they give you that brilliant, fantastic life that was promised?
Yeah, outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, he just recently found out that he's, like Aboriginal and that he's, you know what I mean? So he's just looking into it to find out, who his family and that are, because obviously, like you said, he was raised by the government and he's always known that, that he might be a brother, but, because he's always hung around with all the brothers since, I've been coming in and out,
He's always felt that inside
him.
That's right. And it's funny when you look, you can tell.
Yeah, straight away,
Hey, we got features, about us,
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, you got a big forehead and a big nose, and the cheeks, exactly, man.
You just tell straight away.
And that was a big thing when they took our kids away, because we're still finding our families, today. You know? And where have you thought of, looking? What sort of steps have you taken?
Yeah, I filled out something in jail a few years ago and it never got back to me, and then, get sidetracked with, the addiction side of things and, life sort of all over the place. But, I look back on things, I have a memory. A few weeks ago, Kush, the guy, comes in here and we're talking about something, and he just made me think about something, and it's like I remember my grandmother and her sister. They were very dark skinned, that's all I remember, compared to the rest of my family. And, I don't look like anybody else in my family that I remember. And it's like, I think that they stepped away, probably stolen generation themselves, those girls, and they just stepped away from everything, we're not Aboriginal. It's just easier that way. The more I learn about things and the more I think about it, it's probably more than likely that's what they did.
Yeah. Because the treatment of our people it was really disgusting again back then, hey?
Yeah, well,
it's still carrying on, but it's...
That would have been their teenagers.
These days.
Would have been teenagers in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
My grandmother and great-aunt.
Right, do you remember names or place where you were?
Yeah, I remember their first name, but I don't know my grandmother's maiden name. Yeah. She married into Bacon, married an Englishman. And my auntie was Bella.
Yep.
So it was a really vivid memory. Until I spoke about things with people, I never actually remembered until I started talking about things, and it sort of brought things back, as we do when we're having that great upbringing that the government provides. You block a lot of stuff out and you don't want to recollect it, and you have conversations and, things start coming back to you and they're really, really clear.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful that you got to remember their names and just those flashes of, remembrance, eh?
Yeah.
You know, because it's a big thing. I know my mum just found out all her family. She grew up as a one and only child, treated disgustingly by all the mob, the government. And then just 10 years ago, we found out she had 7 brothers and 3 sisters. So that was later in her life, right at the end, we found out she had a big mob of family, and it's those little things that just bring us back together. But we went through Link Up.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, great. But I mean, have you tried through Link Up, sort of that style?
Yeah, I did something at another location, about 2013 at Marganite. I forget the guy's name. I filled that paperwork and. Yeah. Just never got around to it. Obviously got back out of jail and they just never chased it up. Basically sort of, chasing after somewhere to live more than anything is more important things. And, obviously fighting with, my own inner turmoil and stuff, it's not as important as, maybe it should be, because when I come to men's group here and we start talking about things and, it sort of awakens something inside of me, makes me think about things and, rather than having no sense of belonging all my life, I'm 44 years old and still got that sense of, whatever. But it's not whatever.
Lost,
there's something there, and I haven't done enough to look, to actually find it. Like you just said, your friend or family, finding that they've got family, seven siblings, No, yeah. Wow, that's a big family when you've gone through your life probably on your own.
Yes, that's right. No, it'd be that's awesome. Right. I mean, how important is knowing your mum and dad?
Oh, hey. Very important, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and just having, like, aunties and uncles in your lives.
Mm. Nothing worse getting taken away from them and just, I mean, it'd be terrible.
That's right, eh? Yeah. And I mean, we have a hard enough life, like, looking for who we are, eh?
Yeah.
You know, that's let right. alone not knowing our immediate family.
Yeah.